Well, hello, guys. It appears the Femons are struggling just a tad. It used to be no problem for them to get attention from men. But that's not happening so much anymore, is it? So Femons are having to go out of their way to get attention. Even causing a scene will get her the attention she requires. In the media, they crave the attention. They're talking about football, but really, why are they standing in a bikini? And they'll make stories up if they have to. It doesn't matter if they destroy a man's life, as long as they get the attention. Then whatever they're saying or doing is always secondary. The first and foremost thing is to get the attention they crave. It's like oxygen to them. You see in the media where these Femons are accusing men years ago of something. And of course it's just a rouge to get attention on them. And of course it works a lot of times because society says Femons never lie. You gotta be joking. They lie all the time. But because of the way society is, they don't even need proof. And that's why it's so dangerous for a man in family courts or the divorce courts. Of course, I always thought there was a law for slander, isn't there? Or deprivation of character. And of course, there's a lot of guys who believe it's just the modern Femons because of third-wave feminism. But Femons haven't changed at all. I saw the true Femon nature many, many years ago. And the only difference is, as far as I'm concerned, it's more open than it used to be. I don't believe there's any real depth in any Femon I've ever met. They've always been fairly superficial. Femons create a persona that can change radically depending upon what man she's with at the time. This year in 2023 will be the victimhood year. You will see more and more Femons saying they were victims about something or other. And now there's a new trend. They want to put loads of makeup on when they have a baby. Does this sound like a grown-up person to you? Probably one of the most important things a Femon could ever do is have a baby. And now they're going to destroy that too by making it all about them. Forget the new life. Look at me. It used to be the man used to stay out in the waiting room smoking a cigar or something because it was the Femon time and he would just be in the way. But they have to have the man in there now too. They can't even have a baby on their own anymore. And let's face it, they're never on their own having a baby generally. I'm surprised they really don't want the man to have the baby now too. Unfortunately, I myself have lost all respect for Femons now. They obviously want to self-destruct. But there's no excuse for taking other people with you. I got a little story to tell you. In the mornings on the way to work, I go into this grocery store that happens to be open early and get my food for the day. And I got chatting to this older woman who was serving, and she asked me if I worked weekends. I said, no way. I'm not going to be on the planet much longer. I don't want to waste it working. Then she said she wants to retire early too, and she's going to check the equity of her house. And I looked at her hand and saw that she was married, but she said it was her house. I doubt if that's true. And any alterations or anything done around the house was probably done by her husband. But she obviously looks at it as it's her house. And I guess if you think about it, in the court of law, it is. She couldn't have been much younger than I was. So that shows how long the entitlement has been going. Maybe she'll get lucky and her husband will die. You see, guys, it's not just the modern Femons. You are just a utility, guys. A means to an end. There's a very good reason why in history, all the witchcraft, it's usually a Femon. Until they delete that also. Mind your wallets, men, because that's what they're after. The weakest part of a man's body is sex. So remember, that's what they'll use to get in. Remember that, guys. You take it easy.